Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life with Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health. You'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Wayne Anderson and Russ McCann.
Hello, everyone. I'm Russ McCann, host for today's show, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk on the Transformation Radio Network. You'll find us here every Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific Standard Time. That's 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking about creating health. We're talking about your health. We're not going to be talking about commentary of health-related topics, health-related products, medical advances in science. No, we're going to really be talking about how to create a life of optimal health for you. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you get on the path to permanent weight control and learn how to create optimal health in your life. How are you guys feeling today? Well, hopefully you're tuned in this afternoon. Either you're at work taking a lunch break or you're on your afternoon commute and you're feeling terrific. I know I feel really good today. I got plenty of sleep last night. I got up this morning and had a nutritious breakfast and all ready to go for today's show. But the question is, how are you feeling today? You know, many of us get up early in the morning to get the kids off to school. We rush around, skip breakfast, get in the car, drive to work, battle the traffic, get all stressed out before we get to work. The minute we hit the door, the boss has got a task for us to deal with a crisis that occurred over the evening hour. And we go through our day really fighting the battle at work, email and voicemail, and barely taking time for lunch. Got to get back into the office to deal with that conference call or meeting. In the afternoon, our blood sugar level drops, and we just feel so tired and barely get through the day, get back in the car, head for home, walk in the door, and we're dealing with the crisis at home, a little bit of dinner, maybe a little bit of time with the kids, a little bit of television, and this whole crisis starts all over again. And if anything that I just described to you really describes your life, I'd certainly like to let you know that the Habits of Health and the Habits of Health Talk Radio is all about helping you create a life that focuses around the things that really matter most to you. And we're not talking about what matters most to someone else or your boss or even the kids. We're really talking about what you want out of life. And it really starts with really creating health. The first steps of optimal health are really getting you to a healthy weight. And beyond that, it's incorporating daily life choices to create the habits of health. You know, and the habits of health is, you know, just some simple steps that we're going to talk about in today's show. But what I want you to do is look forward and say, what do I want my life to look like in the next year? And not only what will I look like physically, but where will I be health-wise? And what do I want my life to look like in the next year? And then take a look at 5 years and 10 years and 20 years down the road. And this was one of the things that I was faced with 3.5 years ago when I started incorporating the habits of health in my life and really started down this journey, is that I saw myself, you know, really gaining about 5 to 10 pounds a year. And on that path, I'm only 5'2", I weigh 215 pounds, and at that rate, you know, gaining 10 pounds a year meant in another 5 years, I was going to be at 260 pounds at 5'2". And I made the personal decision to get healthy, and I ran into a health coach, and you may not know what that is. If you're listening to this show today, and this is your first exposure to the Habits of Health and Habits of Health Talk Radio, you're in for a treat. For those of you that have been listening to the show for a while, or that maybe health coaches yourself listening to sharpen your skills in terms of how we can support each other as we build this life, you know, as I looked at making this change, I just was so fortunate to run into a health coach who really began to help me methodically, step by step, really point myself in the direction that created now what I know of optimal health. At 5'2", I weigh 138 pounds as of this morning. I stepped on the scale right before the show. And to go from 215 pounds down to 138 pounds at 5'2" is a major percentage of my body weight. You know, I watch the Biggest Loser show and I see all these people that are hopefully creating health in their life and losing, you know, 30% and 40% of their body fat, and they're indeed the biggest loser. Well, you know, at 5'2", when you lose 75 to 80 pounds, I'm among the heavyweights. I feel really excited. I should be able to go on the show. But we have our own show as we start creating the choices in our life that are really centered around the things that matter most. And one of the things that my coach taught me very, very early on is, if you could create a life of optimal health, would you choose it? And of course the answer was yes. But I really wasn't equipped to be able to make the decisions and really didn't know what to do that began to move my life forward. And she showed me very simply, it was first I made the initial step, and that's to make the decision to get healthy. But beyond that, it was beginning to utilize a program called the 5-in-1 plan, which is the initial phase of helping somebody get to a healthy weight. And this is a series of eating 6 small meals a day. You've heard that eating 6 healthy meals a day is better for you, haven't you? Well, yeah, most of us have. But very few of us really are able to do that in our day-to-day lives, or at least we don't think we can, because we're so busy with all the things that happen. And so my coach showed me very, very easily with some healthy grab-and-go items and teaching me how to eat a very healthy meal once a day of lean protein and vegetable that I could eat 6 times a day every 3 hours and begin to lose the initial stored energy, or what we could call body fat, over a short period of time. In fact, in 18 weeks, I'd lost about 75 pounds. And through the Habits of Health system, I've learned to be able to maintain that and keep my weight off for over 3 years now. And you say, okay, well, whose fault is it? You know, certainly we can blame ourselves for having, you know, put that hamburger in our mouth or consumed way too many French fries, in my case. But when we take a look at what goes on around us between television and the grocery store and all the processed foods that are available, not to mention what the restaurant industry does in terms of creating very tasty but very low in nutrient meals as we go through the drive-thrus, since our lives are so hectic, you know that it's really not our fault. You know, our bodies are really designed to store energy. 10,000 years ago, we were hunting and gathering food, and we were burning as many calories as we got rid of in our typical day. But now we don't have to hunt very far. You know, typically, most of us are just going to walk a few steps and open up the refrigerator or the pantry or the cabinet. And we can very, very quickly consume a bag of potato chips, a bowl of ice cream, some pizza, and a burger and fries in just, you know, a few minutes. And these are the temptations that we're faced with every day. Later on in the show, in the last half an hour, I'm going to review an interesting article that I found on downtoearth.org. It was a great website and a great article about Americans and what we do in terms of creating a life of obesity and what we can do about it. So that, make sure you stick around for that. That's during the last half hour of the show. Coming up in 15 minutes after the hour, I have a very special guest with us, Gary and Diana Bean, certified health coaches, very, very good friends of mine out in California, living in Aptos, California. And if you've never been to Aptos or Santa Cruz, what a beautiful place. And we're going to talk to them in a few minutes about their amazing transformation. But as we start talking about the components of the habits of health, and we start talking about what is habits of health, I'd like to just spend a few seconds talking about those simple components. And it really starts with, like I said, the decision to get healthy and create a life of optimal health. But the first initial step is really creating habits of healthy eating. You know, we need to learn how to not only eat right, but lose weight safely and effectively. You can lose up to 2 to 5 pounds a week on the initial weight loss part of the program using the Habits of Health system. And I described the 5-in-1 plan, where you're eating 6 times a day. And that's what this system really talks about. It puts you in a mild fat burning state where you recalibrate your metabolism and get working a lot more efficiently in how to incorporate and utilize those calories that we consume. Habits of moving our body, just being more physically active, getting up off the couch, turning off the TV, getting away from the internet, saying goodbye to our friends on Facebook and just becoming more active in life, really talking a lot about long-term success and really developing better choices as we go through our life and making better choices and understanding the pattern and triggers that cause us to either support or not support our goal is really about changing the strategic behavioral habits and a major component of creating the habits of health. Another one is making sure that we support our habit by making sure that we're consuming foods that are full of phytonutrients. And at the end of the day, the foods that we consume may not have all of the phytonutrients that we need in our body. And we may be taking additional vitamins or maybe some nutrient supplements in order to finish out what we need in order to sustain a healthy body. Beyond that, it's really about reducing the dangerous inflammation. You know, as we gain weight and we carry more stored energy or fat in our body, a chemical goes through the rest of our body, this inflammation that sends out to all parts of our body, and our body just doesn't work correctly when our bodies are inflamed. And so part of that incorporating the habits of health is reducing dangerous inflammation. And getting to a healthy weight can be a major step in moving our life this way. Habits of good sleep. You know, women need at least 6 to 7 hours of sleep each night, and men need 7 to 8 in order to allow our body to regenerate, to reset itself, and to get everything that we need. It's a critical factor in really creating overall health. And many of us just don't take that too seriously. Another habit of creating health in our life is really creating a positive environment, an environment that enhances success towards our goal to get healthy. We really kind of create a health bubble that helps us take control over the personal environment. And many of it stems around, you know, the television and what we do in our home and being in a good environment at work so that we are able to reduce the stress in our life. And at the end of the day, it's about creating a life of support. And whether that be our family or our friends or we get connected with a health coach, it's all about creating support in our life so that it does begin to move our life forward and surround ourselves with people who are like-minded as we begin to create a life of optimal health. You know, I would encourage you today to really pay attention to today's show. Gary and Diana Bean are going to share some very, very simple steps that they took on their journey. And then we're going to talk this afternoon about the downtoearth.org and how we can really change the state of health in this country. I'm Russ McCann, and you're listening to the Habits of Health Talk radio show on the Transformation Radio Network. When we come back, we'll be joined by my great friends, Gary and Diana Bean, certified health coaches from Aptos, California. Stick around. We'll be right back.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life. Join Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and you'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. For more information, visit habitsofhealthtalk.com.
You are a wondrous expression of God, Source, Spirit, Universe. How do you let this be fully realized in your everyday physical life? Oriella coaches and teaches people how to awaken their spiritual power. She also releases and replaces what is limiting and holding them back. Her no-nonsense, logical approach allows you to fully and easily understand how you can live life more fully, more abundantly, more powerfully by awakening to your spiritual power. For information, visit awakentoyourspiritualpower.com.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind body practice. IIQTC.org.
We're back, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk radio show on the Transformation Radio Network. I'm Russ McCann, your host for today's show, and we've been talking about how to create optimal health in your life. But before we continue, I'd like to invite you to visit our website and take Dr. A's health quiz. That's habitsofhealthtalk.com. Click on the link right on the web page that says Dr. A's health quiz. It'll give you an opportunity to take a real quick health assessment and evaluate just how healthy you are. And what I'd like you to do is at the end of taking that quiz, either email us here at the show at optimalhealth@htalk, or get in contact with your health coach and give them an update just in terms of how healthy you are. You can also reach us after the program by telephone at 401-388-0778. You know, once in a while, you just meet people and you know you're going to be friends from the very beginning. My special guest today are my good friends, Gary and Diana Bean, certified health coaches. Gary and Diana, how are you guys doing today?
We're great. We're really great.
Well, terrific.
Well, I know
you live in Aptos, California, and how more exciting can that be? You're living along the beach in the Pacific Ocean, living life, having a great time, but it wasn't always the case, was it?
No, it wasn't. This is a blessing and a luxury now that we get to do that, and it's pretty awesome.
There you go. Hey, Gary, I'd like to start with you. You know, you and I have known each other for a long time, and, you know, I had the pleasure of meeting Diana about 3.5 years ago as we came in contact with each other. And quite frankly, my life's never been the same since the two of you have come into my life. Thank you so much for being great friends. You ran a detail shop in Lodi, California for 29 years and worked very, very hard at helping people recuperate their cars and get their cars in shape. Maybe just for the listeners on the show that don't know you like I do, kind of just share a little bit about your life and what you've done over the last 29 years. And I'm going to tie that back to what you're doing today. So.
Absolutely. Thank you, Russ. Thanks for having us on the show.
You bet.
My life, I was pretty much married to my auto detail business for the past, it was actually 27 years.
And,
It was my passion. It's something I started in my garage. It was something I did on the side on the weekends, and I really enjoyed doing it, and it ended up turning into a business. And over time, I was, it started out, you know, because we think you can, when you start your own business, you can work the hours you want to work, but it got to the point that I was actually, my business was my life, and I worked, you know, 14 to 16 hours a day, and I didn't really have time to take breaks to, you know, have lunch or have breakfast or sometimes even have dinner, but I somehow tried to force one or two meals in a day, and that's all I really did. But over time, my body was getting tired. I was getting older, and we had a festival that we always attend once a year. It was in Lodi, California, and we had our auto detail booth there, and the economy was kind of slow, so there was a lot of time on our hands, so we start to walk around and visit some of the vendors. And One day, the first day we got there, I was walking down the aisle not too far from where our booth was, and I bumped into you, Russ, who was in a booth. And I hadn't seen you in probably 7 or 8 years. We were both at one time married to sisters, and so you're my ex-brother-in-law. And we just kind of, you know, chatted for a couple of minutes, and I was wondering.
Sure.
I says, "Well, what are you doing here in this booth?" I says, I thought you were with Cisco Foods last I heard." And you said, "Yeah, I still am. I'm vice president and I love what I do, but I found a program to learn how to get myself healthier. And, I said, well, obviously, I said, God, I said, I almost didn't recognize you had shrunk. You lost so much weight. So we chatted over the weekend about the program. And at that point in my life, I was, I had a mindset that, I really wanted to, start a program of some sort after the festival, because I knew it wasn't a perfect time for me to probably do it because of the corn dogs and the funnel cakes and all the, all the great stuff that we like to eat at festivals. So,
sure.
I just kind of, you know, chatted with you over the weekend, and you just kind of shared what you did, and I thought it was interesting. So I got back to the booth, and I told Diana, my wife, I said, you need to go down there, and I'll stand here and watch the booth, and go down, and I want you to meet Russ and talk to him about this program. I says, you know, you've done a lot of programs, and, you know, you've lost, you know, weight over the years, but you put it back on, and maybe this might be our fit. So Diana ran down there, and she came back, and she's rubbing her hands. Boy, she's all excited. We're going to do this thing, and we're going to sign up for doing the program. I says, well, I really don't understand what it is. She goes, don't worry. She goes, we're going to get our food started, and we're going to get ourselves healthy. And that's pretty much how I got started, and Diana got started, thanks to you.
You know, when I ran into you at the Grape Festival, it was, you know, like old friends. We hadn't seen each other in a while. And then all of a sudden I met Diana, and I went, wow. You know, we're really going to do something exciting. And, you know, when you started the program, it was pretty amazing as I began to work with you and see you begin to get healthy. Not only did you start losing weight, but you really changed your mindset. Diana, you know, when you first started the program, you know, I know it's a little different for men and women, but as you began to, you know, eat six times a day, I mean, how did that make you feel? Maybe just share with everybody when you're eating six times a day, how you feel, what life looks like, and sometimes you think you're never going to be able to get all the weight off, but all of a sudden you start losing 2 to 5 pounds a week, and it just all of a sudden changes your mindset. Just kind of share with everybody a little bit about your story.
Well, it is pretty amazing in the life that we had, Russ. You know, I ate, I'd fix food, and it'd sit on my desk because we were just busy, go, go, go. So eating one time a day, you know, I thought that was good, and it was very unhealthy going out after work to eat, grabbing a DeWiener schnitzel, you know, for lunch, and then coming back feeling very tired. And when we started the program, you know, I set my alarms on my phone so that I could eat the food, because that's one of the things that when you're not used to eating six small meals a day, it's a learned event. And
right.
So it was, you know, it wasn't difficult. It's just that my mind had to be on what I wanted to do. And when I started eating that lifestyle, I started eating the food. I started feeding my body. You know, I just started, I had this overwhelming amount of energy, which I bounce off the wall anyway, but, it was a different feel, and, it was exciting. And my weight loss was a little bit slower. Like you say, men and women, you know, they lose weight a little bit different. And my first couple of weeks really wasn't about the pounds and the scale. It was about inches. I absolutely, had an abundance of energy about 5 days into it. And it was just really easy to do. You just eat and you want to do that. And, I lost, 11 and a half inches off of my body in 2 weeks. And,
wow.
That hadn't happened. And that was like, oh my gosh. So, you know, I kicked the scale because I thought, oh, it was just 5 pounds in weight and we're supposed to lose 2 to 5 pounds. But I had measured myself. I had followed the directions as you instructed me to do. And thank you for that. Because, it's not just about what the scale is. It's about how you feel.
Right.
And how my body just melted and my clients started noticing it. So that was pretty exciting because usually, you know, 5 pounds you don't notice, but 11 and a half inches I really did. So, thank you, Russ. It was.
Sure. And how much weight did you initially lose on the program?
I lost, when we started, we did this through the holidays because we started in September and.
That's a great time to start.
Yeah. It was the last week of September. And, so we got started on the program, and January 1st, I celebrated 50 pounds of weight loss. And,
wow.
Amazingly to enjoy your Thanksgiving feast and your Christmas and your New Year and lose weight and just feel fantastic. And I like the way my clothes felt too.
From September to January 1st, and I think it was in the middle of September, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, Great Festival was the 18th, and we ordered our food that weekend, so we got it, you know, probably about, you know, the third week there, fourth week, right at the end. So,
you know, I don't know about you, but when I hear stories about people that lose weight so fast, you know, you probably ran into this like I did when I was on my journey is, you know, Russ, you're losing a lot of weight and you look great and you seem to be happy, but you know, that can't be healthy for you. Maybe for the people that are listening on the program, they're kind of thinking the same thing. Maybe kind of just share with them a little bit about what you found over the last 3 years.
Well, what I found is that is exactly true. If you follow a plan that is unhealthy, and I had done many of those. In fact, before we started the program, we did this awesome diet that we, you know, ate 18 vitamins and drank a few shakes and had an apple before 3 o'clock. And then after that, you didn't feed yourself. And I absolutely lost weight, but I looked like I was dead. And, you know, so it was, you know, that is a way that you don't do it. I did. I looked at
right.
a picture and I thought, wow, I looked good when I did it, but really I didn't.
Sure.
And so when you start a program like this, that gives you all the tools that you need and you're feeding your body nutritiously every 2.5 to 3 hours. It's a win-win for everybody. And
sure.
So you have energy, you lose fat, you don't lose muscle mass. It's very, very, very easy to do. And it just all of a sudden changes your mindset. And it also changes your taste buds and you're not craving all the things that you think you are. And it puts you in a state that you want to be healthy. So it really did change. I don't think I'm on a diet. I'm on a journey to optimal health. And I didn't know what that was until now. And so it's a very healthy and nutritional program. And I'm excited to be sharing it with everybody.
You know, I want to talk to Chef Gary for a minute because, you know, I know as you were going through the journey, you were creating some pretty amazing meals, the lean and green meal. Maybe just kind of describe for people that, you know, when you go on a program like the Habits of Health System, that you're not deprived of anything. You're actually having some pretty fabulous meals. You know, it's not like you're eating carrot sticks and celery. You're actually preparing healthy meals and learning how to do that along the way. And Gary, you know, you came into my home one night and we were preparing some meals and I think you had brought some seafood and prepared just kind of an amazing, maybe kind of just share with people the kind of meals that you were able to cook up during the time that you were on the weight loss journey.
Absolutely. I think one of our favorites still to this day is, I think that night I prepared it was, sole, and I sauteed it in olive oil and garlic and seasoned it with garlic powder and black pepper, and it was absolutely incredible. People said they hated fish. I don't like fish. They wouldn't try it. And we just got them to take a little bite of it, and they go, God, it didn't even taste like fish. And with a good salad, vinegar and oil, it was awesome.
Gary, we're going to come back in just a minute. I'll have you share some more recipes. I'm Russ McCann, and you're listening to Habits of Health Talk Radio. When we come back, we'll spend more time with Gary and Diana, certified health coaches. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life. Join Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and you'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. For more information, visit habitsofhealthtalk.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters. Be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind body practice. IIQTC.org.
We're back, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk Radio Show. I'm Russ McCann, your host for today's show. I'd like to make you a very special free offer today. If you've decided to take the first step and create optimal health in your life, we're offering a free consultation with a certified health coach to the first 10 listeners. How do you get registered? Visit our website at habitsofhealthtalk.com and click on the link on the very front of the homepage. It's bright orange. It's a bright orange box. It says enter to receive my free consultation with a certified health coach. Click on there today. Send us the information that we're looking for, and we will get back in contact with you and put you in touch with a certified health coach that will go through a consultation to identify how we can help you move your life forward and create optimal health in your life. I have with us today guests, special guests, Gary and Diana Bean, and we cut Gary off in the middle of a recipe right before the commercial break. And I want to back up because, Gary was kind of the chef, the lean and green chef, as part of preparing the meals every day. And one of the meals that he prepared for me, I want him to kind of go back through that recipe. Gary, you were talking about starting with some sole and sauteing and a little olive oil. Maybe give us that recipe.
Oh, thank you. It was a jumbo sole that we found in a local market in the Loda area. And what we did is we used a tiny bit of a tablespoonful of olive oil and some fresh garlic, and just sauteed the fish with lemon and some garlic powder and black pepper. And I use butter buds because you really shouldn't have butter when you're on program. So butter buds were 00 calories, and it is just amazing. You kind of get it kind of to a crispy edge on the outside, and everybody they love the crunch, they love the taste. And people that do not like fish whatsoever, we got them to try the fish, just a little bite of it, to see if they would, you know, taste it and see that. And everybody ran out to the store because we told them we got to buy it, and they bought everything that was in sight. They just absolutely loved it. And we had a little tossed green salad to go with it, with vinegar and oil. But it takes like 15 minutes to make, and it's so easy to do, and it's so healthy.
You know, the other day we were talking about the lean and green meal. You know, you used to come home from work and prepare these big meals, and by the time you made the potatoes and all the things that we were eating, you know, it would take almost an hour from the time you began the process to the time you ate and cleaned up, and you were almost exhausted from preparing the meal. And these healthy lean and green meals have just become so simple, haven't they?
They have indeed. There's another one that I hope I'm not taking too much time talking about this, but we like chicken a lot, and we call it Bernstein's chicken. And we take the chicken breast in the rib, which I like personally because it's a little bit more moist, and we put it in the oven with garlic powder and black pepper, and we take like a light, low-cal Italian dressing and pour it on the top of it just a little bit to give a little flavor and cook it for 45 minutes. And with a real nice vegetable to go with it, it is unbelievable. It's so easy and so easy to clean up.
You know, Diana, you had prepared a baked asparagus the other day. Maybe tell us a little bit about how to do that, because I thought that was fabulous, and I had never tried it that way. I'd always, you know, sauteed it in a pan or put it on the barbecue, but that was really good baked.
Well, it's amazing just how you can modify some of your recipes, your favorites, and that's pretty much what we've done with it. But what we did was just take a Pyrex dish and clean up your asparagus, chop off the little ends, and lay them out so that they can cook but they don't get soggy, and you still get all the nutrients in it, and drizzle just a bit of your fat that you're allowed to have, so a little olive oil, a little bit of garlic salt, and some parsley and some black pepper, which I forgot on ours the other night, and stick it in the oven for about 20 minutes, and it comes out just to die for. It is so good, and all within program, all in your lean and green, just modifying your habits, and it's very easy. I like Mexican food, and so my tacos are now, we use lean turkey, and we utilize, instead of a taco shell or flour tortilla, we use lettuce. So you can still have the flavor of your authentic foods that you like. You just modify it just a bit, and so you're not depriving yourself of anything, but you're eating healthy, and you can still have all the flavors that you like. It's just all in moderation and not full of fats and greases and carbs and all the things that are not healthy for you.
I bet you people that listen to the show today did not know that they were going to get a cooking show.
But in
order to incorporate a healthy life, we've got to eat food. And in order to do that, we really need to know how to prepare it. And what I liked about the Habits of Health system is it was very easy to really learn how to modify, you know, some of our favorite recipes and our favorite flavors and do so in a healthy way. You know, we really don't need a big pound of potato with a bunch of butter and cream and bacon and stuff on it. I mean, those are tastes of the past. It doesn't mean that we don't go out and enjoy some of that once in a while, but that's a very rare occasion.
There has been a great awareness brought forth about the power of the mind and thoughts. But what's been left out is the spiritual aspect of manifesting. Awaken to your spiritual power with Oriella will bring you to the awareness and understanding of your spiritual aspect and how to integrate it into your manifesting and everyday life. Oriella will assist you in fully awakening to your spiritual self, your oneness, and show you how to integrate together your spiritual and physical life. For when the spiritual joins with the physical, mental, and emotional, the magic of creating happens and you become a more powerful you. Are you ready to live a more inspired and empowered life and be your more powerful you? Oriella will answer your questions, fire up your soul, and catapult you to your greater awareness. Tune in to Awaken to Your Spiritual Power with Oriella Wednesdays, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit AwakenToYourSpiritualPower.com to awaken to your spiritual power.
Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life. Join Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and you'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. For more information, visit habitsofhealthtalk.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Feeling
bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
We're back, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk Radio Show. I'm Russ McCann. Sorry for the brief interruption. We're joined again by Gary Bean, certified health coach, who has been talking about some of the fabulous recipes that he's been preparing for himself and Diana as they've gone through this journey of creating health in their life. Gary, with the few short minutes we have remaining, I'd like to maybe have you share a little bit about your story in terms of your weight loss journey and kind of how you're incorporating some of the good habits of health in terms of walking along the beach and getting back into the gym and how your life's transformed since we started down this path.
Okay, great. When I started the program in September, 2.5 years ago, I had a goal to lose all my weight by Thanksgiving. So the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, I did lose my weight. I lost 45 pounds, which was 10 weeks. So I could eat everything I wanted for Thanksgiving, like all of us want to do.
Right.
But what I found when I did get down to my goal weight, that when Thanksgiving did come, I looked at all the food and I says, God, I don't want to go back to where I was at. So I still did my protein and a vegetable and made it all through the holidays, did not put any weight on at all. And over the time now, I've added exercise into my life. And, one of the great things about where we live is in Aptos, we're 3 blocks away from the beach. And, I like to walk and do a little bit of light running. And so I go down there practically every day if I can. If the weather's good and I don't have a morning meeting, I go down there and I walk my 5 or 6 miles a day and do a little running in between. And I like to do like 300 to 400 push-ups against the railing on the fence for my upper body. But for me, it's totally changed my life because my lower back and my neck were always in pain. It was hard for me to sit in a chair very long. I had to generally ice myself down when I was at work with the detail business. And I was telling Diana the other day that this is the first time in my life, and it's been 2.5 years, that wintertime is when it's really hard for me because it's colder and it seems like everything tightens up on me. But it's the first time in my life I had not had to get up and ice myself down. I don't have to go through the pain, and I'm not taking aspirin like I did before for all the inflammation. The inflammation's gone, and my life has changed to the max. I went out and played some racquetball and basketball all last week. Diane and I played, and it was just unbelievable.
You know, it's a process to create optimal health in your life, and you know, really starts with someone's decision to get healthy, and then utilizing the 5-in-1 plan that Dr. Anderson really spells out in the Habits of Health is about really getting to an initial weight that is healthy, a healthy weight, and then incorporating daily life choices so that we have better sleep habits, we have better habits of motion, and we begin to really build this life towards, you know, what we now know as optimal health. And, you know, when we met, Gary, you were in the detail business, and about a year or so ago, you made a dramatic change in your life. I'd like to maybe have you share with the listeners a little bit about what you've done as a certified health coach and how that's changed your life.
Well, when I had the detail business, we were involved in the program, and we started losing weight very rapidly, and people were noticing. So a lot of my customers were saying, oh, God, Gary, you look great. Diane, you look fabulous. What are you doing? So we started sharing our story, and people started asking, well, what program are you doing? So we'd explain to them about the Habits of Health, and if they're interested, they could come down at the shop, and we'd show them how to get signed up for the program. So within 7 months, we had actually replaced our income from the brick and mortar business with all the employees, the workman's comp, and everything that goes along with it, and we became full-time health coaches for the Habits of Health. And 2.5 years later, our business is unbelievably how we've grown and how we've helped so many people get healthy. And This last week and a half, we've had people that we've been trying to contact over the past 2 or 3 years, and some of them have done the program and got off, and now we're starting back up again. And some of them were referred to us by some of our other patient clients and detail customers that we had. And it's so rewarding to – I mean, I love detailing cars. It was a lot of fun, and it was – I got a lot of hugs from making people's cars pretty and new again. But this is – I can't describe what it is to change somebody's life and make them healthy.
What's really great about what we do is, you know, I started this show off, Gary, about – creating a life centered around the things that matter most, and you have organized your life not only in terms of getting healthy, but as you've begun to help others and really created a new life for you away from the detail shop and really incorporating some great habits. You know, I know you get up in the morning and have a great breakfast and then off to the beach you go. And as you work with clients and help them get healthy as well, that, you know, you're not really there dragging them along. These are people that are using the Habits of Health system to learn the things that you learned over time, and all you're doing is sharing with them what you've learned over time, and I know it's transformed your life in such a big way. Gary, thank you and Diana so much for being on the show today. It's been an amazing show, and you've shared some amazing recipes, and you know, and I look forward to seeing you again soon.
Oh, thank you so much for having us, Russ. We really appreciate it. It's great to be able to share with everybody.
And if you're listening to the show for the first time and you're interested in changing your life and organizing your life around the things that matter most and are ready to make that decision to get healthy, I would encourage you to go to the website, habitsofhealthtalk.com. On the very front of the webpage, there is a bright orange box that says enter to receive your free health consultation with a certified health coach. And what I'd like you to do is make sure that you do that today, and we'll have someone get back in contact with you and chart down a path using the Habits of Health system that will begin to move your life forward like we have with Gary and Diana. They've become good friends. They've taken full control of their life and are really doing something meaningful and purposeful. And you can tell by listening to them, they have some amazing passion, have some great stories. And thank you so much for being on the show, you guys. With the remaining part of the show, I'd like to get to an article that I got from downtoearth.org, and it really struck me, and I wanted to share some of the key components of the article with you. And, you know, America is one of the richest, most progressive countries in the world, and quite frankly, shouldn't it be the healthiest one too? But, you know, maybe it should, but the sad truth is that Americans are some of the unhealthiest people in the world. Even though we're living in a country with great economic power and technology advancement, we are also living in a country with the smallest fund of practical nutritional knowledge. We're living in a land plagued with obesity. You know, America is home to the most obese people in the world. And according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, that 60% of us, actually 67% of the country, is either overweight or obese. And among adults, obesity has increased by 60% within the past 20 years. Obesity among children has tripled in the past 30 years. And certainly, you know, the advances of the computers and our kids getting in front of the computers all day long has really not done our country justice, and certainly our children. A staggering 33% of American adults are obese, and obesity-related deaths have climbed to more than 300,000 each year, second only to tobacco-related deaths. So the question is, why the American people? What do we do that's so different from the rest of the world? And there's no mystery behind the epidemic. We simply need to examine our diet and lifestyle. Living a life on the go, eating fast food and microwave dinners, the health of the American people has been sacrificed. Instead of eating a diet of pure, wholesome foods coming directly from the land, Americans eat a diet of packaged, processed, and refined foods. Through technology advancements, we have found ways to produce food in mass quantities, make it last longer, taste better, with not too much in the way of nutrient value. Unfortunately, during the processing, somewhere along the line, we seem to have lost the food. The highly processed and refined products that are packed in our supermarket shelves are loaded with sugars, hydrogenated oils, and plenty more ingredients that we cannot even pronounce. You know, calories galore, fast food restaurants have become mainstream in the past 30 years, and practically all Americans take advantage of the cheap prices, quick service, and tasty meals. Convenient as they may, these meals contain practically no nutrients. They are comprised mostly of saturated fats, highly refined carbohydrates, and are loaded with salt and sugar. The average adult should have no more than 65 grams of fat on a 2,000 calorie a day diet. But one meal from Burger King, a hamburger fries, has 50 grams of fat for a 2,000 calorie diet, which is almost enough to fill someone's fat calorie intake quota for the entire day. The average child sees more than 10,000 food ads on television each year, most for high calorie, high fat, high sugar meals. You can hardly call it food. Not only does the fast food industry spend billions of dollars on marketing, but they have also infiltrated our schools, signing contracts with them. Our children are bombarded with from every angle with these toxic foods, making it virtually impossible for them to eat anything else. It is no wonder that we have an increasingly obese population of children who in time will become an obese population of adults. At no time in our history have humans eaten such refined, processed, and fatty foods. Americans have redefined the word food. In the Webster's Dictionary, food is any nourishing substance eaten, drunk, or otherwise taken into the body to sustain life, provide energy, and promote growth. In American society, food which is made of fatty, tasty, processed, refined, and contains no nutrients, a substance to which the body's functions, creating disease and resulting in death. At no time in history have humans eaten more refined and processed fatty foods. And it's just no wonder that this is where we are as a country. Since before anyone can remember, our ancestors and our ancestors' ancestors ate a diet coming directly from the land. In those days, obesity wasn't even a word. With modern technology, much has been gained, but some things have been lost. What was instinct to our ancestors must be taught to our children. Today, backwards as we may be in regards to our health, there is always hope. Out of necessity, many obese people suffering from various complications and diseases have learned to change their diet. Those people have determined and will be survivors and have succeeded in becoming healthy once again. They have learned that cutting out nutrient-lacking processed foods, fast foods, high sugar and high sodium foods while incorporating whole grains, vegetables, fruit, and healthy proteins back into the diet is the only way to return back to health. It is not easy to go against the strong current of an unhealthy society, but it is a necessity. What are the solutions? It's all right here at Habits of Health Talk Radio. If you have not had a chance to pick up Dr. Anderson's book, The Habits of Health, and by no means, this show is not about having you purchase a book. This show, though, is about having you incorporate the habits of health so that you can create the life centered around the things that matter most to you. And if you've not visited our website, it's habitsofhealthtalk.com. And on the website, right underneath Dr. Anderson's picture, you'll see a link that says Order Dr. A's Habits of Health. And right there, click on that link. And I would encourage you to get Dr. A's book, The Habits of Health, along with this companion guide, which is a self-study course that will take you through every page and every chapter of the book, helping you create what we really started the show with, and that's really incorporating the components of the habits of health. Remember, that's healthy motion, having a support network, making sure that we're eating the right kinds of foods and that we're receiving all the phytonutrients that we need, and in really creating and changing our environment so that we're not centered around food, but we're centered around creating life. And Dr. A's book really starts in the first few chapters about helping you understand where we are today. Much of the article that I read to you from downtoearth.org is centered around some of the basics for the beginning parts of Dr. A's book, which is why do we eat? Why do we consume so many foods? What are our triggers? What do we need to do in our day-to-day life to begin moving our life forward? And then beyond that, it takes us through a step-by-step approach where we incorporate six small meals a day. We're eating six times a day. full of vitamins, full of nutrients, full of the right kinds of foods that we need in order to burn the excessive stored fat that we have accumulated over time. And by utilizing the 5-in-1 system in Dr. A's book, we're going to lose up to 2 to 5 pounds a week. And over a course of a short 18-week period, I lost 75 pounds using the system. I've never, ever felt better. And then beyond that, it helps you incorporate the daily life choices, you know, how to go out to eat and make better choices, how to the grocery, go to the grocery store and buy the right kinds of foods. I would encourage you today to really go to our website and get connected with a certified health coach and take advantage of the free consultation that we're offering today. I want to thank my special guests, Gary and Diana Bean, for sharing their amazing transformation. Don't forget to join us next week with Dr. Wayne Anderson. And remember, it's never a great day to the habits of health in your life. Have a great week, everyone.
You've been listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. For more information about Dr. Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and how to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life, tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. Visit HabitsOfHealthTalk.com. That's HabitsOfHealthTalk.com.